Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, March 22nd. Colorado lawmakers are locked in a contentious debate about the future of the state's oil and gas regulations. A bill that would give local governments more control over setback distances and drilling operations has passed in the Senate. And it just cleared another major hurdle in a House committee. KVNF's Scott Franz has more on what's at stake for all sides.
The basement of the state capitol is ground zero for the opposition to new oil and gas regulations. Dozens of industry workers have gathered here twice this month to talk to lawmakers and protest the changes.
We know that oil and gas, at the present time, it touches every aspect of every American's life, unless you're living off the grid somewhere.
Douglas Bernero works for Crestone Peak Resources in Denver. He's wearing a jacket with the company logo and sitting on a bench as he writes out his testimony opposing Senate Bill 181. Behind him, energy workers are handing out sandwiches and clipboards to anyone who wants to write out their concerns.
The fact that they're enabling more control over in local communities will possibly slow down our drilling and completion operations when we're already going to great lengths to be as safe as we can and be good stewards and good neighbors in the leases that we do drill.
Bernero's fear is shared by many Republican lawmakers, like Larry Liston, who represents Colorado Springs. He stopped by the oil and gas industry event to get a sandwich and a sticker that says, "I'm Colorado Oil and Gas."
At some point in time, if the heavy hand of government comes down so hard or makes it so hard or hard enough for the industry to do their business, they have options. You know, there's other states that have oil and gas, and the energy companies have finite budgets. So they can easily go to Wyoming, they can go to North Dakota, they can go to Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas.
Two floors above us, a long line is forming outside of the room where the House Energy and Environment Committee is about to weigh in on the bill. Roger Steen drove more than 150 miles from Rout County to support the proposed regulations.
The counties do have a minimal control over some of the surface issues. But they really can't get into the difficult ones like noise control, odor control, air pollution, health effects.
The debate is clearly emotional for some. Erin Martinez is the first person to testify at the hearing. She's been at the focal point of this legislation.
And I headed up the stairs, and the dogs were scratching at the sliding glass door, so I turned right instead of left. And instantaneously, when I opened that sliding glass door, I was blown about 20 feet in the air, and then I was trapped in the debris.
Martinez is talking about the day her home in Firestone was destroyed by a gas explosion in 2017. The blast killed her husband and brother. She spent more than 2 months in the hospital. Investigators blamed the explosion on a leaking flow line from a nearby well that had been abandoned. But opponents, like Larry Liston, wonder why lawmakers are focusing so much on the industry.
To take a bill like this and, you know, make a significant demands on the industry for a pretty isolated incident. So I'm not downplaying it. Nobody is. But, you know, we have industries in the construction industry or the airline industry or the automotive industry. You know, there's all kinds of, you know, the ski industry. Look how many people get killed skiing, you know, and, you know, we don't shut down the ski industry.
Despite protests, Democrats are using their majority to advance the bill. After 12 hours of testimony on Monday, it moved out of the House Energy and Environment Committee. Mike Wiseman was one of the yes votes.
We are providing that a local government may have some authority that has for decades been taken away from it. Only if they want to, because that is what local control means.
The bill has two more committee hearings to clear before it heads to the House floor for a final series of debates. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.
KVNF recently spoke to the Bureau of Land Management about a proposed energy development project in the North Fork Valley.
This is Jody Peterson, and I am talking with Stephen Hall, Director of Communications for the Bureau of Land Management, and we are discussing the North Fork Mancos Master Development Plan. This is a proposal from Gunnison Energy to drill 35 natural gas wells in the Upper North Fork watershed. The Bureau of Land Management and the Forest Service will be drafting an environmental study of the project this summer. Stephen, can you please describe the project for us?
This is development that's proposed on existing federal leases, and it includes about 35,000 acres of federal mineral estate.
Geographically, where is this located?
It's up in the Muddy Creek country, so it's up in the upper end of the North Fork Valley.
How much natural gas could this project produce, and how many jobs?
It's anticipated that the wells in this project could produce up to 700 billion cubic feet of natural gas over a 30-year period, and that would employ approximately 122 workers over the life of the project and generate an estimated $27 million in federal royalties.
The hydraulic fracturing or fracking method that Gunnison Energy proposes to use would require about 64 acre-feet of water per well. In the project's second year, that would mean usage of 404 acre-feet, which is enough water to serve about 800 to as many as 1,600 households. Paonia recently had a water crisis, which was caused in part by long-term drought that had lowered production at the town's springs. And last summer, irrigation water was shut off early to many local farmers, again due to drought.
One of the things the BLM will do as part of this EA, the BLM and the Forest Service, is take a look at the environmental impact of water usage associated with the project. What the BLM will likely not do is make a determination on whether or not use of a water right for oil and gas is an appropriate use of that water right. I think most people would understand that the BLM should not be in the business of determining what people do with their water rights or what a community wants to do to meet its water needs. So we tend to stay out of the process of determining whether this water right is used appropriately or not as part of our decision making.
And what about impacts to local infrastructure such as roads, especially Highway 133, the main road through the North Fork Valley? As I understand it, the plan calls for trucking water to the well pads and sand.
Definitely we'll see additional truck traffic in the North Fork Valley. So that's certainly an impact that the BLM will be taking a close look at, and we appreciate any input either the local governments or local community has regarding those impacts and how best to mitigate those impacts. One of the important things for people to understand is these are mineral rights that the energy company has secured, so they have a legal right to develop those resources. So it's a question of what's the best way to manage development of that development right. What we're really hoping for is information from the public that is substantive. And what we mean by that is we would like to have specific resource issues identified, highlighted, additional information either that we need to explore or additional information that we might not have. The comment period closes on April 1st, 2019. They can contact the BLM Colorado River Valley Field Office to comment on the EA.
And that was KVNF's Jody Peterson talking with the Bureau of Land Management spokesman Stephen Hall about proposed natural gas wells in the North Fork Valley. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, March 22nd. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould.